The chimney is affixed to the Sistine Chapel, ready to send up puffs of smoke, alerting the world that the cardinals are still deliberating or have elected a new pope. The 115 cardinal electors open their conclave at the Vatican tomorrow. Whoever becomes pope will have to deal with widespread calls for the Vatican to decentralize power. Many Catholics, especially in North America and Europe, want more decisions made by local clerics or lay people, something they complain John Paul II refused to allow. Kyle James reports from Berlin that many Germans are hoping John Paul's successor will follow a more liberal path.
People attending Catholic Mass in Germany usually don't have much trouble finding a seat, since outside of Christmas and Easter, attendance at services is generally sparse. Catholic reformers say John Paul II is partly to blame. They say his 26-year pontificate alienated many Germans. Tobias Raschke is with the reform movement called We Are Church.
His way in the church was backwards. There was the Second Vatican Council in the 60s, which opened up the church, and now Pope John Paul II did move it all back. He spoke in public to the world about peace, justice, equality, and all these things, while inside the church, this is more like an absolutistic dictatorship, which is now the last one in Europe.
The list of grievances many German Catholics had with John Paul is long. Many disagreed strongly with his conservative stances on sexuality and contraception. They disapproved of his authoritarian style and strict views on church dogma. And in a nation with a severe shortage of priests, many couldn't understand why the Pope wouldn't allow lay theologians to preach. That's not to say he didn't have his supporters, according to Michael Bongard, a professor of theology at Berlin's Free University.
I would really say that the very firm positions of the Pope has led to a, yes, I would say almost split within the German Church. Very adamant opponents and enthusiastic adherents. It's robbed the church of a lot of energy that it needs to use in other areas. I don't think it's too late to mend the rift, but we have to start doing that now.
Many think the way to do that would be for the cardinals in Rome to elect a new pope with a more liberal outlook. A recent survey by DPA, the German press agency, asked Germans what kind of beliefs they'd like to see in the man following in John Paul's footsteps. A large majority said the new pope should be less rigid when it comes to linking sexuality and morality. Two-thirds called the vow of celibacy for priests outdated. Slightly more called for the church to allow the ordination of women. Outside of St. Hedwig's Cathedral in Berlin on a Sunday morning, several opinions mirrored the survey's findings. 55-year-old Beatrix Lynn and Schibesko was leaving Mass.
Wir wünschen uns nicht einen traditionellen Papst.
We don't want a traditional conservative pope, but one that encourages more democracy and who wants a church by and for the people. A lot of Catholics have left the church because it was too conservative regarding things like contraception or the role of women.
Clement Zacha says he'd like to see a more progressive pope, even though he's not very confident he will. The structures right now in the church are very conservative and orthodox, he says, and the current cardinals will probably vote for a man who also represents those conservative views. 64-year-old Roswitha Gabriella also had disagreements with John Paul's conservatism, but she says a new pope will have to consider the views of the global Catholic Church, especially from regions where the church is growing, and not just from Germany, where it's shrinking.
Those views are not always the same as they are in Western Europe. Therefore, I'm somewhat doubtful that a new pope will carry out a lot of reforms, because he'll have to think of the millions in Asia and Africa who have very different views from us.
The Archdiocese in Cologne says 120,000 Catholics leave the church in Germany every year. If the next pope holds the same conservative views as John Paul, experts say that number will likely increase. For NPR News, I'm Kyle James in Berlin.